We are joined in the media center here at Worldwide Technology Raceway following the AAA Insurance Midwest Nationals Race 2 of the NHRA playoffs, known as the Countdown, with our Top Fuel winner, Billy Torrence. Billy took the victory over his son, Steve, who is the reigning Mellow Yellow Top Fuel World Champion. It is the second ever father-son final round for the Torrences. And Billy, you got the job done over Steve. Talk a little bit about this win and what it means for your championship hopes.
Well, you know, first of all, I got to thank the good Lord for even letting us be here as a family and being out here and being able to do this like we do, and thank all the guys at Capco. That's a big part of it. We'll be there at 6 o'clock in the morning and, you know, continue to lay pipe. And, you know, I'm here by invitation only. This is Mama K's race team. But to get to race Steve in the final was the goal. We came here we watched how we qualified, and we did what we needed to do to stay on opposite sides of the ladder, and it came out good. It came out better for me this time. But I think Steve pretty much owns me about like 60 to nothing. So, you know, it's good to get one over the kid every now and then.
You both made the countdown. Steve has dominated this season. You ran a limited schedule and got in with a final round appearance at Indy. Jason McCullough, your crew chief, said, you know, that you're a support car, you're a test car, but you both lost first round in the first race. Take me to the post-Redding discussion about what went on there, because Capco stumbled for the first time that anyone can really remember, and then here race two, you rally back, you both make the final round. So you were able to put that stumble in Redding in the rearview mirror very rapidly.
Well, I mean, bottom line is Steve was so far ahead of the field. I mean, 600 points ahead of the second place car and 1,000 points ahead of, you know, the other guys. So we'd been doing a lot of experimenting. And after Redding, we said, you know, we might ought to go back and, you know, dance with the gal that brought us. And we came to St. Louis with, you know, with that combination. And we were able to, you know, do well.
Couple of big races, one in particular against the points leader, Doug Coletta. And out here in front of the tower, a lot of just discussion and buzz going on about the significance of that race. You got a shot against Doug. Doug is the points leader. Doug goes on and wins this race. Who knows? You'll have to work a lot harder to win the championship as a team. Take me to that race and how you were able to get the win.
Well, you got to be on your A game. Doug's a great driver. I mean, that's a great team. A really good friend. I enjoy all those guys. We're, you know, comrades in all this racing. You know, to get to race Doug you know, it came out right. I went out there and I intended to kick his butt, and I did.
There you go. Let's open it up to questions from members of the media, name and affiliation. Any questions for Top Fuel winner Billy Torrence?
Stu Duranda with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. I don't know what your communication's like with your son during the course of a normal race day, but once that semifinal's over and you know you're facing each other, do you guys talk at all, or are you just you know, putting on your game faces to beat each other?
No, we are constantly communication. He ridicules me all the time, and you know, this is the only family race team, true family race team, you know, that race on our own nickel at this level. So, yeah, there's a lot of smack talking between Steve and I, but I have to kind of keep it toned down because this is my wife's race team, and I'm here by invitation only. And, you know, those mamas and those boys, that's a pretty strong bond right there.
So there was no particular trash talk in that hour or so between?
Absolutely. He said, well, I'm fixing to go, you know, this is probably going to get me arrested for old man abuse. And I said, well, you've got the easy part done. And, you know, it usually doesn't come out on my end, but, you know, I'll probably get after him. We got about an hour and 15-minute ride to get home, and I'll probably talk all the way.
Next question.
Ken Roberts from the Worldwide. Hey, you had a fast car all weekend.
My car.
Yeah, and it proved it today. At any point, did you think you would falter at all?
Well, yeah, I always think I'll falter. Yeah, I'm certainly the weak link over there. I'm a full-time pipeliner and a part-time drag racer. So it's pretty humbling to come out here and have this success. But, you know, we've got a full team, full-blown team over there with Steve. They come over and help my four part-time guys and prepare our cars, and we, you know, had been running them, you know, we hadn't been running them identically, but we are now, and we're back to doing that. And it's tough to come out here and, you know, work 6-7 days a week and then show up out here and drag race. I mean, these guys that do this day in and day out, they're the best. You're at the pinnacle of drag racing here.
Additional questions? Yes.
Kevin Houdeshell, Midwest Speed Report. All right, you talk, hey, congratulations, and you talk about the hour and a half ride home. Is she going to be the referee? Is she going to have to referee? Is there going to be a whole lot of smack talking? And who's buying dinner?
Well, traditionally, when Steve or I either one win, we go to a Mexican food joint in Tyler, Texas, on Mondays, and we call that the ritual, and we'll be doing that. And no, Kay's not going to be the referee because she's on Steve's side.
So the fix is in.
Well, I'll just tell you this: there'll be four of us in the plane, and I'm sitting by myself.
Bill, you've evolved greatly since your first win. When you first came out here, you were a little tighter than this, and now you seem to really be reveling in the experience of NHRA drag racing. For someone who started out as a bracket racer, super comp racer, in fact, on the way back in the Mellow Yellow Express, Sean Langdon joked about how one of the last times he ran super comp and you ran super comp, you raced against him, beat him, and went on to win the national event.
I actually kicked the devil out of him.
And now you have ascended to the sport's highest level, and you're winning on a semi-regular basis and kind of reveling in it. Just talk about that experience to be able to accomplish this and the way you're embracing it and having fun while doing it.
You know, I got to have fun, Joe. I mean, I hate to admit it, but only recently did I notice that I'd gotten old, and I may not be able to do this a lot. So, you know, it's just a blessing to get to be out here with my family and get to do this. And, I mean, it's certainly it's just something else. Get out here and get to race at the pinnacle. I mean, we've raced everything. We've been the guys parked in the back, and now we're parked all the way to the front. And it's just been really fun. We've enjoyed our NHRA family, probably some of our closest friends / family came from NHRA because we spent so much time out here. And it's fun. It's a family sport, and we're right in the middle of it. You can't imagine all the dadgum those super comp, super gas racers and pipeliners all over the country. My phone is probably melted down. You know, I mean, we get a lot of support out of, you know, a lot of folks.
All right, one more question. It's kind of in that it's serious because there were a lot of people on the property who thought you were going to roll over. Let's face it. There were a lot of people suggesting that Steve was going to win because you guys were thinking big picture and a lot of discussion. There were two other opportunities last year where you raced Steve very hard. He won by a couple of thou. You make the countdown. And that's a discussion point that's out there, and it seems like you're doing your very best to silence it. Every time you go up there, you go at his throat, and this time you won. What would you say to the people who are going to, you know, constantly bring that back up, that, you know, maybe you're going to roll over, and yet you have never rolled over?
I would say to those poor people, get the hell out of here. I mean, we've raced tooth and nail. I mean, you know, I think in three of the races there was less than 100 combined total, and the cars are basically identical. I mean, I don't know. Steve's, you know, as your eyes get a little older, you can't hit that tree quite as good, you know. So Steve doesn't practice at all, and I practice like a machine. And he still is like 200s, you know, and he ridicules me about that. But, you know, and today he was better. But, no, I mean, we always race straight up. How are you going to talk smack if you didn't race straight up? I mean, how's that going to go? So, you know, Steve will win a lot. He'll probably win all the rest of the races. He usually does. So, I mean, you know, that's the same guy right there that won all the countdown races. His car's back to what it was. It's probably going to be a long, long countdown. You know, I hope to be, finish in at least second.
There you have it. Your Top Fuel winner here at Gateway, the AAA Insurance Midwest Nationals, Billy Torrance. Billy, congratulations on your win.
Thank you, Joe. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.